Hey, Cody.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
Doing all right, yourself?
I'm doing good too. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. Yeah, so what's
Am I a
that?
hard person? Am I a hard person to get a hold of?
Well, I think you probably already know. I did follow up. It was so funny because our agent was like, the dad wants you to call right now, and I sent her a list of the call log, and I said, listen, I've been trying to make contact, okay? If he wanted to talk to me, he'd pick up the phone, like.
In my defense, half of the calls I didn't get, but that's because fucking T-Mobile. But anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You do have to program it in order for it to come up as a registered number sometimes. If they tag it, T-Mobile can tag it as advertising and can automatically block them. Yeah. So you just have to lock the number in, but no big deal. Did you decide on the name that you finally want to go with?
Yeah.
Which is?
All around technologies,
Okay.
LLC.
Perfect. And did you wind up getting the LLC and everything, the business license and stuff through the city?
Yeah.
Perfect. What is the physical business address of, I know we're going to hide it on Google, but what's the address?
So that's what I'm trying to figure out right now. And so I set up for a virtual address, and then so I have a virtual address, but then some documents have my personal address tied to it, so I'm not sure which one to use.
You use the one that's on the documents, or it'll get bounced back for no verification. And we just hide your physical address on Google.
Okay. So the one that's on my city business license is my personal address.
That's
So
fine.
I guess follow that one then, right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. You ready for it?
I sure am.
It's 11511 Bay Meadows Lane.
Fay, Fay.
No, Bay, Bay.
Bay Meadows. Okay. And then I have that lane, Bay Meadows Lane, Bakersfield, California, 93312.
Yeah.
Best email address for you, Cody?
We'll use my personal for now. I plan on getting a company one. Can we change it later?
Absolutely.
Okay. So for now, it's going to be C, as in my last name, RON. C as in cat, Z as in zebra, Y as in yellow, K as in kilo, 1026@gmail.com.
Okay. And for official purposes, your first name is Cody?
Yeah.
Okay. And then tell me more about the services.
So, based off of the conversation that we had before, there are certain things that I can't promote per se, just because I don't have a contractor's license yet.
Right.
So basically I do like home automation, more or less. So like I can't deliberately advertise like say camera installation just because that follows under the category of that contractor's license. But like custom TV mounting, I could do that.
Hold on, I've got a list of words. Hold on. Custom TV mounting. So we can't specifically say the camera install, but what if we do home automation install?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, let me get this other list of keywords that's going to qualify. You tell me which ones of these that you want. Audio video install?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Pull it over here. Home theater design.
I feel like that one should be okay, but that one's kind of a gray area too.
Okay.
certain aspects of home theater I can't do, but we can just put home theater design and
or home theater install.
Yeah. Either one.
Okay. We'll do both. Smart home integration?
Yeah.
Install TV. What about soundproofing?
Not so much, no.
Okay. Whole house audio video?
Yeah.
Okay. And then let me see here. Are you doing anything with alarm systems, installing alarm systems or monitoring services, anything like that that we can say for you?
No.
Okay. All right. So they'll take those services and then I'll let them know cannot advertise. What keywords do you want us to stay away from for sure? Like,
honestly,
like camera install?
Yeah, I would say like camera, CCTV, and then like, more or less, yeah, just camera
like,
and CCTV.
And we can't say like, okay, let me see, camera install, CCTV, security system, you can't say that, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then you do have the business license, yes. Is the company insured yet or not yet?
Not quite yet.
Okay, not yet. Working on it. Do you have business cards for the company?
I'm working on that as well.
Okay, getting business. Do you have invoices yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I do electronic invoices. Do I need paper ones?
Well, no. Hold on a second. Working on getting. Okay. So the reason that I bring it up is for verification through Google, we're going to give them your business license. And then, like, if you have, you'll just screenshot us your electronic invoice. And we'll submit that with the business license. These are just going to prove that you're an actual business. They might ask for photographs of your tools. They can ask for photographs of the vehicle. All these things will prove that you actually are a legit company. The business license is usually pretty standard. The fact that you have it, that's going to pretty much push it through. But they may ask for additional things. These are the things that we can send to support. Like if you have a business card, oh, here's his business card. Here's a copy of his invoice, what his invoices look like, things like that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Has invoices.
And
the fact
then,
that you have. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and then I also filled out the paperwork for the fictitious business name at the county and all that
okay.
stuff as well.
Perfect. So you're going to get an email that's going to say list of items to send to us. Like I don't even know the insurance is required for your industry and what you're offering. However, over time, I mean, you're just starting out. Over time, then maybe you'll get it. But again, it's not something that I know for a fact that's required. So when you get that list, don't be alarmed. You have the business license, which is the most important thing. It's registered and it's an LLC. That's the most important step that you have that's going to go for verification. The other things are just like pieces of the puzzle that can help assist with that. Specifically like companies who are new who don't have insurance registration or business license, then we have to have like a picture of the tools and the truck and all those other things in order to verify them. Because Google just wants to make sure you're legit. That's all.
Yeah.
You don't have a domain for your website yet, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Do you have a logo?
No, I haven't
created
one yet.
It's okay. Needs a logo. Do you have any before and after photos, or do you want to see you stock photos for the website?
I have photos.
Cool.
of my work. Not so much like before and after, but I do have photos of
Your finished work? Perfect.
Yeah, my finished work.
That's perfect. And then do you have the Facebook business page? Or I remember we'd had a conversation about that before.
I was going to say, let's just create a new one.
Cool. So are you logged into your Facebook on your cell phone now?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm driving at the moment.
Okay, no worries. I'll have them get it from you during client onboarding. Please get during the CI. I need to schedule that client onboarding appointment for you, Cody, and then I have available appointment times. Let's see. We have lots of stuff available. Today we can do between 11 and 12, 1 and 2, 2 and 3, or we can schedule for tomorrow.
Let's say 1 and 2 would be perfect, I think.
Perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and lock that spot in for you. You will get a email that's going to say local / CI for client interview, EN for English. Additionally, it will go ahead and have a placeholder within the Google Calendar. 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get a text and an email reminder that's going to say, hey, client onboarding is coming up at this time. We will call from our 714 number to go ahead and give that client onboarding a setup call. So I think the text still says 877 number, but right now we're having a little bit of technical difficulty. So we've been having to do the calls from our 714 number because we're located right here in Orange County. Let's see here. Today is 11-1-2023. I need to set a security question on the account for you. Your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, and your first pet's name.
The city I was born in.
Which is?
Bakersfield.
Okay. Hours of operation, when do you want the phone calls?
Say 8 to 6.
Monday through Friday?
We can do Monday through Friday, and then Saturday we can do 8 to 6 also.
Okay, so Monday through Saturday. Okay. And then your service radius, how far out do you want to service? Do you want to go like 25, 30 miles? You can go up to 50.
Let's say 30 miles.
Perfect. And then during client onboarding, you can give them like, if you want to be a little more specific over time when you think about it, you can always go ahead and you can always go ahead and make changes or updates to that, okay?
Okay.
Let me see here. So I have that. They're going to include call tracking with it for you. And then it is a referral. Okay. All right. So for the card we're putting on file, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
Has my first, middle, and last, and then the company name on it.
Okay, you got the full bit, didn't you?
I guess that's the way they built it, but they couldn't fit All Around Technologies LLC on it.
Uh huh.
So they put All Around Tech LLC. Hold that down. Okay.
What is your middle name?
Allen.
A-L-L-A-N or A-L-L-E-N or A-L-A-N?
A-L-L-E-N. Oh, you almost got me. You confused me for a second. I was like, wait, what are you talking about?
Well, as I started to say it, I was like, oh, wait, there's more options. Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay, I'm ready. Go ahead.
That's 4315. Mhm. 1000. Mhm. 1011. 1193.
Expiration month and year?
Expiration is 10 of 2026.
The 3-digit code on the back?
806.
Okay. Your pricing is locked in at $249 a month, and it's never going to go up or change. What I am going to do is I'm going to read a voice verification just to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it goes over the fact that the pricing is all done monthly, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of your business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
All Around Technologies, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Cody Ronzik, owner.
Cody, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is November 1st, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the first day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. Look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. I know that you're driving right now, but I'm going to send you one last text, Cody. I do need you to just click and accept the terms and conditions when you get to a stop, okay? Coming over right now via text.
It's perfect time and I just parked. Okay. So I did that, and then it brought me to a page asking for her username and a password.
Username and password will be granted to you within about 5 days' time of conducting client onboarding. So client onboarding is scheduled for later on today between 1 and 2, and then we'll go ahead and get everything squared away. Quick reminder, that call will be coming from our 714 number so we can get everything moving forward as quickly as possible, okay?
Okay. All right. And then...
You can bookmark that page. We'll send you the terms. We'll send you the username and password as soon as it's available. It's auto-generated. Okay.
I don't know how to get back to that, but okay.
Yeah, we'll send you a link to it, too. You don't have to worry about it. No worries at all. Yeah.
I got a bunch of emails, too, that just came in.
Yeah.
Initial invoice. Okay. And then you guys are doing what exactly? I know you said, I know we talked about it before, but I don't remember. It's been a while.
So what we're going to do is we're going to create the Google business profile and anchor that to the first page placement. It's going to include the Facebook ads, the social media marketing. Additionally, it will also include the full website. The package includes programming for the top directories, Yelp, Facebook, Yahoo, Bing, Apple, Google. It includes mobile platform programming, iPhones, Androids, tablets, smart car search results, voice-activated searches, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, call tracking, review generation, reputation management.
Okay.
And you get a downloadable app as well.
Okay.
Okay.
And then for the keyword, when I do the onboarding, we mm-hmm. can add more?
Absolutely. You can absolutely add more keywords for sure. And the keywords that I put into your account now are just like something for them to go by so that they can go ahead and they have those parameters of like what we're looking for, but what you absolutely can't with the CCTV and the security cameras and stuff like that. But they're going to run that list through our database with Google and present you with the top recommended keywords based on everything that you're offering.
Okay, perfect. And then my last question in regards to all this is how long does it take to get it up and running, like actually go live per se?
Oh, the website will be up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. The Facebook ads will be up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. The Google listing takes usually about 2 weeks max to verify. What the terms and conditions state is a max of 30 to 45 days for first page placement. Again, we like to under-promise and over-deliver, so that's not even always or usually the case. It's just what we quote for clients who, you know, kind of drag their feet a little bit, don't get us the items that we need right away, or don't even do the client onboarding right away. But you're on top of it, so your account's going to get moving forward very quickly, and I imagine you'll have calls coming in within the first couple of weeks.
Okay. That's what I'm kind of hoping for. I know I kind of delayed it quite a bit from the
yeah.
beginning. Like when we originally talked about this, but I had to get some other things taken care of and,
uh-huh.
you know, that type of thing. Basically like Black Friday, it's kind of like my prime season as far as
Perfect.
Like TV mounting goes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really kind of hoping that we can go live before then. It's about 3.5 weeks out.
Yep.
So I'm really kind of hoping that we can go live because from November 27th all the way out to, you know, the middle of February, it's kind
mm-hmm.
of prime season.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So I'm really kind of hoping that we can go live and get it running.
Right. Absolutely. No, it's going to be up and live running. And this is the thing is if you let them know at the onset, at client onboarding, that you want to go ahead and you want to do like a Black Friday ad on your Facebook, we can do that.
Okay.
Yeah. And because this is your prime time getting ready to go right into that. We can absolutely do that for you. And as soon as the Google listing is live, so this is the thing, is during your client interview, they're going to ask you to send us the business license. Have that stuff ready right away so we can submit to Google today and get everything moving as quickly as possible. The sooner you get us what we need, the faster we're going to be able to submit. So the fact that you're getting your client interview done here in the next couple of hours, super, uber, uber important, especially since your season is coming up here very, very quickly. I know for a fact that the Facebook ads will be up and running very quickly, and that is going to bring in a wide array of calls coming directly to you while we're programming on the rest.
Okay, perfect. And then as far as like the Facebook goes, so I know we previously talked about like one of my Facebook pages, you know, me owing money or whatever on that
mm-hmm.
Facebook page.
That has nothing
now,
to do with this.
It has nothing to do with
Mm-mm.
like because I know you guys need like my Facebook or whatever.
I wouldn't even bring it up if I were you because this is the thing. I already checked with my agent and made sure that it's not a big deal. We're going to create a brand new Facebook business page for you.
Okay.
So what you do is during client onboarding, I ask for them to get access to your Facebook, your personal Facebook page. We're going to build it as a derivative of. I'm going to put in the notes here, heavy notation needs a new Facebook business profile, and that's going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have that conversation when we spoke about it earlier. I remember that. You still owed them the money, and he even said we could do a workaround of building you a new Facebook page.
Okay.
And we're running them under our name. We're running them under our account, so they're not being ran under your name. Like, oh, by the way, this guy owes us money. Like, no, it's being ran under our account. We're running them for you, you see?
Okay. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I just figure, because I do have that Facebook profile that, you know, but it's under a different name, and so that's why I was like, well, why not build it all under the same name, so that way it all kind of links together, and then my brand gets known as far as one name, rather than being separated
right.
by different names.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they're able, they'll go get in there and take a look at everything, and if they're able to do anything under that, then they will. If they're not, then they'll build you a new one. It'll still be under the business name. It's just going to be a different page.
Okay.
It's not going to be under a different name.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Do you have any more questions for me at the moment?
No, I believe that was it. It was funny when I was talking to my dad yesterday. I don't know who his agent is. I think he said Kelsey, something like that. And he was like, yeah, he's like, I'm going to have her call you. And I was like, no, I don't want to talk to her. I want to talk to Amy.
Yeah, they messaged me and I was like, okay, yeah, I'll give him a call. And then you didn't answer. And then I was like, oh, he must still be busy. So.
Yeah. Well, yesterday I was in the middle of like trying to get the kids, you know, ready for Halloween and everything like that. And so, I mean, my youngest, he has a comprehension issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes to speech classes and so on and so forth. But it takes a lot of more attention to get him dressed or ready or get him convinced mm-hmm. to get dressed mm-hmm. per se, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm in the middle of that. My dad texts me from his other number or whatever. He texts me. I read it and I was like,
you're
okay, I'm a little busy. Oh yeah. So it was funny. So he texted me from that random number, and then you called me, or I'm assuming it was you.
Yeah, it was me.
And then I'm over here chasing a 4-year-old around the house, and my phone starts ringing. I'm like, I can't do it right now, right? And then he calls me from that number, and then I don't answer that one. Then he calls me from his number. I'm like, I'm in the middle of something. I'm trying to do something. He's like, well, the local Splash is trying to get a hold of you. And I was like, yeah, I understand that 100%. But I told him, I was like, I will gladly answer the call if you want to come over here and chase this 4-year-old around the house and try to get him dressed.
Right. My son has ADHD. He's 14, and I still chase him around the house to get him dressed, okay? Like, I completely understand. And what was so funny is I get the message. It comes across, right? And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll give him a call. And then she's like, yeah, I think he's sitting on the couch right next to his dad. I go, oh, what makes you think that? So then I call, right? And there's no answer. And then I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to say that that's a hard no, that they're not sitting on the couch next to each other. So she goes like this, I'm going to call the dad back. And I'm like, no, please don't. Please don't. Wait. Like, so we both had it coming from both ends. Just so you know, they were like totally ganging up on us, okay?
Okay. So it wasn't just me.
No, it wasn't just you. Because your dad presses hard, right? And our agents, they don't know what to do when, like, they know how to be firm, but the agent he was speaking with yesterday was not his regular agent. His regular agent knows how to work with him and knows how he is. She knows his personality. So she knows how to be firm with him and how to get along with him and things like that. Well, this other agent, her name is Ia, and she's so sweet. She's like the sweetest little girl. And she's like, well, he just wants you to call right now. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. But listen, the guy has my number. Like, if you guys read in the account, like. And then I just sent her a list of the missed call, right? I go, this is all the times that I've tried to contact him, just so you know. Like, it's not been lost on me. Like, I've called. So you can just send that little screenshot right over to his dad and let him know. I've been trying, okay? Yeah, your dad's definitely a character. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, but he believes in you, and he wants to support you, and I love that. And that's, he's all, listen, he told our agent, I know he has the money. I made sure he has the money. And I'm like, okay. All right. But did you just want to go ahead and pay for it? Like, why didn't you just pay for it? Like, yeah. So at least you have that support. That's amazing that you have the support and he wants to see it through for you. I love that.
Yeah, but his dad's just freaking crazy.
Yeah, I can imagine. But, you know, at the same time, those kind of guys, they do get stuff done. I mean, they press a little hard and they're old school, but they mean well. You know, I think there's a place for them.
You don't want my answers.
Probably not, but that's okay.
Yeah, we'll just leave it like that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I look forward to talking with you in a little bit. We'll get everything squared away for you, give you a call around 1. Remember, it's coming from the 714 number. The text is going to be a little confusing. It'll say it's coming from our 877 number, but it's not. It's coming from 714, so we'll get everything moving forward for you then, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I should be back at my house by then, so that way I can have all the documents. So, let me see. I've seen that email. So,
yeah, so it'll be the copy of the business license. We're going to ask you to email that over. And then the other thing is going to be, like, if you, the invoice, like I told you, you can send us a photograph of the invoice. Any photographs of the work vehicle, any of your tools or equipment, just take quick snapshots of those and send those over to us. All that's going to help with verification, okay?
Okay. Where do I send those to?
You can send them over to photos@localsplash.com, or during their client interview, they're going to tell you exactly where to send them if they want them sent to a different email. But if you just have them ready for your client onboarding, then you're good to go.
Okay.
So you can just let them know, you know, Amy already told me that I needed to make sure I had this stuff ready so we could get going as quick as possible. So where do you want me to send it? And if they have, maybe if they're having you send it to a different email, or maybe they have a special file, you know, when it's open like that.
Got it. Okay. So we'll circle back on that a little bit later. Yeah. It's actually kind of perfect though. It's actually kind of perfect though, because I have my temporary license, right, with the application that I filled out with the city. Uh-huh. And then my official business license actually came in yesterday.
Yay! Okay. See, I knew you weren't blowing me off. You're just waiting for the stuff to come through.
See, I didn't forget about you.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I just have a lot of things.
Yeah. It's a full life.
Yeah, they just were like, you know what? Just keep calling them. Keep calling them.
Yeah.
I told my dad, too. It's funny, because he was like, you need to answer the phone. I was like, and tell him what? I don't have my paperwork together yet.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a double-edged sword there, but we got you all squared away now, so you're good to go, and this is going to be great for you. Yeah, make sure you let them know about that Black Friday, that you want an ad for your Black Friday Facebook ad to go up. That's going to be brilliant.
Yeah, that's what I'm really hoping for, because I mean, I don't know what it is about Black Friday, but a lot of people buy TVs and you know, that type of thing. And
yeah, you think it would be played out at this point, but it's just not.
No, it's not. But in all reality, you know, because they put TVs and all these electronics and these luxuries on promotion or whatever for Black Friday, you know what they should put on promotion is groceries.
Groceries, yes. I think we've all seen that meme.
It's like, you know,
yes.
A gallon of milk is $5, but for Black Friday, it's $3.
You know, exactly. We'll buy it and freeze it.
Exactly.
Yes, the groceries are out of control right now, for sure.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, absolutely crazy. Because I used to, my grocery bill like tripled.
Yep. Months, so. Exactly. Ours did too.
Crazy. Anyway, I guess we'll kind of go from there. What number do I lock down for you in case I need to get all of you for some reason?
I'll text it out to you right now. It's the 877 number. And then when you dial in, you just call, you just dial 224 or say Amy Nelson. You'll be connected with my desk.
Okay. Perfect. Just in case I need to get a hold of you for any reason later on down the road. After
correct.
All the crazy portions done.
Absolutely. I'm totally here for you.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I appreciate your time. Sorry it took so long.
It's all good. No worries. We're here to help.
We're moving along now.
Yep. We sure are.
Yeah, better late than never.
Yep.
So,
okay.
Anyway, I appreciate it.
I appreciate your time. I'll talk with you soon.
All right.
Okay. Bye.